contribution will be probably a bit less entertaining. It will be rather dry and probably a bit theoretical, but I promise you it will be very, very short. Unlike most of the speakers today, will concentrate more on the way data is being presented in the permanent collections of museums. We have mainly been talking about temporary exhibitions, the way how throughout the last decades they approached the phenomenon and how they tried to show data. But of course there are also museum collections that have data material and they try to show it. And I think all the colleagues would agree that data seems to have certain problems to it. Didier mentioned it a bit this morning when he showed these family trees, these charts that Alfred Barr liked to draw, where you have how one movement is farther to the next one. And this is also the way, of course, how the museum galleries then are accordingly usually organized, where you have distinct sections. You have a cubist room, you have a fauvist room, and so ever. Now, with Dada, this does not work. And I'm trying to explain what one of the reasons might be that this does not work. I do that by making reference mainly to a certain concept of Dadaism, which stood at the very beginning of the movement in Zurich, and is basically the idea that Hugo Ball had of Dadaism. Hugo Ball was not an artist. He was a philosopher, a theologist. He was a man of the theater, and he was really the person who in early 1916 got all the people together at this place called Cabaret Voltaire in Zurich, where the first Dada events, manifestations, who carried this name, took place. Ball then very, very early dropped out after a few months, actually. By the fall of the same year, he was fed up with Dada. He was fed up what he thought the artists, the people, had made of his original idea of how and what Dadaism should be. But still, I think many things of the original approach that Ball had remained present in Dadaism, and they're probably part of the cause that a museum collection do have with showing Dadaisms. This, by the way, this is the first Hugo Ball exhibition that was ever held. It was in 1957. That's the whole exhibition. In Bern, Switzerland, and was curated by Harald Seemann. It was his first exhibition that he did. And the man on the left is Hans Bolliger. I also like to mention him. He was a very, very important collector, scholar, friend of many of the Dadaists, and most also of the works that our museum does have in the collection come through Hans. Okay, this is a little show I did last year. It may surprise you that the Dadaists' first exhibitions were not Dada exhibitions. The exhibitions organized at the Cabaret Voltaire and at the Gallery Dada in Zurich by Arp, Zara, Richter, Janko, included and prominently featured such prominent non-Dadaists as Klee, Picasso, Macke, Marinetti, De Chirico, Kandinsky, Kokoschka. Dada, in that fundamentally differs from any other of the movements and isms of the early 20th century. Before Dada degenerated into a style, that's how Hugo Ball saw it, before that, to suspend all the operations that produce a difference between art and non-art. This meant as well to suspend all the operations that produce a difference between Dada and non-Dada.
Thus, amidst all the other modernist movements, Dada was the first meta movement. And from this, many paradoxes do result when Dadaism needs to get integrated into the display of the development of the modernist movements in the permanent collections of museums of modern arts. These problems are, of course, usually already seen on a practical level, problems of conservation, presentation, and another reason often given is the wide range of media that was actually used in Dada. As you know, painting and sculpture were not the most important parts. Where in the very beginning, they were completely left out, they were unimportant, and literature, dance, theater, and many other performative genres were much more at the center of the activities. And of course, these have their own problems in showing them in a museum. But apart from that, I think there is a problem that is also a bit on a conceptual level. Insofar as a presentation based on a history of style cannot show us Dada, or a display of Dadaism cannot show Dadaism and maybe should not try to do so, or it can only show, as Paul put it, Dada after it degenerated into a style. Or you can also see the history of the reception, the history of the shows that have been done, how as a sequence of trying to shape Dada into a style. Dadaism was not a style. I think it's easy to see that. If we imagine in a distant future an archaeologist who would find the remains of the storage of Museum of Modern Art, he will easily be able to regroup the schools that he will find there by a phenomenological basis. You can tell Cubist paintings, you can group them together. They look alike. The same for Fauvism, the same for Pointillism, Constructivism, etc., etc. I don't think you could, on the basis of sheer visual evidence, distinguish and come out with a category such as Dada, Dadaist. And whereas most of the works of the 1910s would easily be classified as belonging to one of the other categories of style, the ones that would remain, the ones that would not fit anywhere, the leftovers, they would still not display a common future, a stylistic unity. So the statement Dadaism is not a style does mean the specific difference that identifies a work of art as belonging to the category Dadaist is not a difference of form. Most of what we call Dadaist works of art find their unity, their connecting pattern, not in common choices made by artists in selecting specific differences of color, material, form. And that is what sets the category Dadaist apart, what places it to a different level than the one where we find such categories based on differences of form, such as Fauvist, Futurist, Cubist, Expressionist, Constructivist, and so on. On the other hand, this means that somebody intended to do a Dadaist work, to create a specific continuity, a coherence in color, material, form, or subject matter to guarantee his work of art, the statuist Dadaist, this would hardly be possible. Dada is not a matter of following a certain set of rules. Dada is also based on a temporality. The category Dada seems to be more than the other stylistic categories dependent on a chronological context. That's why, unlike an impressionist, an expressionist, a cubist painting, a Dada work could not be produced independently of the historical situation of the creation. I mean, where do we draw the line with Max Ernst? Which are Dada works which are no longer Dada works? Would it make sense if Max Ernst had claimed for some pieces that he did in the 50s these were Dada works? Probably not, because Dada, to be Dada, was linked to a specific time, and even if you would do all the things right and to create something that looks Dadaist, it will not be Dada. So if the pattern that connects Dadaist works of art is not a pattern of selections made concerning forms, and if works of art revealing the most diverse stylistic patterns can be categorized as Dadaist works of art, the pattern that connects those works must be of a different order, since it seems to include the first order pattern, futurism, and all the other. It is obviously a second order pattern, a meta pattern. That's how Hukobal thought of Dada. But how does a given... This does not mean that any work of art could be Dadaist. But how does a given work fit into this second-order category Dada? Or if a work of art does not become a Dadaist work of art by making certain formal selections, how does the Fauvist, Futurist, Cubist, Expressionist, Constructivist, etc. become a Dadaist work? The most obvious way of fitting into the pattern was historically by declaring to do so. This does explain why we find such a large amount of works that do declare to be Dadaist works of art. They do so by the title. They do so by incorporating the letters D-A-D-A. Or, at a limit, the artist himself claims to be Dada Max, Oberdada, whatever. So anything such a Dada produces is Dada. This seems to indicate that the inclusion in the meta pattern Dada is articulated by a performative guest, an act of declaration of belonging, using Dada in the title, using the word Dada, and it may also be granted by presenting the work in a declaredly Dadaist context, a frame. That's why they needed the Cabaret Voltaire. Such a frame can also be a Dadaist magazine, a Dadaist manifestation, a Dadaist exhibitions. These frames then ground the predicate without the work having any intrinsic Dada qualities. So a work becomes a Dadaist work, not by stylistic means of selections of form, by declaration of membership, of adherence, by confirming, by signature, if you will. Dada is like a letter of protest signed by works of art. So works of art, strictly speaking, cannot be Dadaist. They can just declare to be, in addition to what they are on the first level. But they can always claim to be Dadaist. And thus, each other works, besides whatever it may say at the same time, also says, and firstly says, I am a Dadaist work of art. And this unity created like this, I think, made it also so easy for Dada to adapt all the different, several various artistic genres, because you did not need a unity of form, of shape, of color, of style, but the unity, be it in dance, in music, in theater, in whatever, could be created by this act of declaring to be Dadaist. But what is it that is being confirmed here? What commitment is being made? What is this second-order unity that does unite? What is the meta-pattern? What is the unity of sense that is being made reference to by declaring yourself to be Dada? As we do not deal here with a pattern based on formal distinctions, on a sequence of selections made concerning material, color, or shape, we can assume it is not an aesthetic pattern. The sense that is being referred to is not belonging to the system of art. What is the meta pattern? What is the unity of sense that is being made reference to by declaring yourself to be Dada? Is the same question is the reason for the problems that art history, for this reason, has in explaining Dadaism, and the problems that museums have showing people Dadaism. Because the museum, the idea that we have, is deeply rooted in a concept of style. To observe and to describe the changes of form in a domain common to many artworks, the historical concept of style has been used mainly since the late 18th century. Since Winckelmann, the concept of style anchored in a temporal dimension. This was different before, where style was used in the theory of rhetorics. And when it's anchored in a temporal dimension, it claimed to reveal and to cause historical differences of form. The distinctions employed by artworks against what of the manner were in that moment subjected to the pressure of innovation. Not only did the individual works of art have to distinguish themselves, but what did not distinguish them needed to be distinguishable at another level of comparison as being sanctioned by the concept of style. A style facilitates and prolongs the public's interest in a work of art. One is reminded of similarities in other works and can observe each new work with reference to similarities and differences. Style respects tradition by deviating from it. Deviation requires knowledge, circumspection in selecting aspects where deviation matters. And this generates the opposite trend, to hold on to what is worth preserving precisely because of deviation. Museums grew out of processes that decide what is worth preserving and what is not accepted. Even the most recent art can be defined as given, which means already dated, by the mere fact of being accepted and displayed in a museum. Museums symbolize an art removed from stylistic change, the notion implicit being one is no longer able and will never be able to work like that again. In that sense, museums are institutions of mourning. The museum and the historicized concept of style cannot be separated. The concept of style processes the burden of innovation and along with the temporality of all forms, while casting a secret glance toward an eternal life beyond its own time. The museum lifts off an artwork's ability to outlast changing styles and find therein its meanings. Back to Dada. Maybe from here we can see Dada's negation of style, as was, I repeat it, usually the basic idea of Paul, was not a negation of any given particular stylistic option. Dada's negation of style was the negation of the very notion of style, the historicized concept of style on which the notion of the museum is based. And this is the reason, maybe, that the museum is not really able to depict, to reproduce, to show Dada in a way it can show us cubism, constructivism, whatever. Dada being the negation of the very concept of innovation and temporality of forms, the preservation of the worthy object, the perpetual historization of styles, which lies at the roots of the concept of the museum. Thank you.
I have a question. Given your strictly temporal definition of what may qualify as a Dada work, I take it that you would disallow any talk of proto-Dada, say the ready-mades that predated the Dada movement, but yet in themselves are a negation of style, an expression of the negation of style, as they were chosen for their own aesthetic qualities. Is that the case? Is it the case that you would disallow that qualification for those works?
Well, I think what we would have to continue questioning is, which I have not done enough, if we try to see what was being accepted by the Dadaists and what not, because there certainly they made selections, they made differences, they did not accept anything, they would not have accepted a salon painter, they would not have accepted things that they regarded as politically incorrect. So all the things that they were ready to integrate, to incorporate, were modern movements. And in Zurich, of course, at this time, abstraction was very important. Abstraction qualified one as being modern and not traditional and totally new. But they also integrated a Swiss symbolist painter, Augusto Giacometti, various times, and he was good friends with the Dadaists. He was part of the club. So I think this would be the next step of the analysis to see on which way then Dada still made some formal choices and selections. And I think this was the case in all the various places then. But I think the interesting of the development is that the range got narrower. As Paul thought, they tried to degenerate his idea into a style. Because then in different places, and this ends with Breton, that's why I show Breton, where it really, the end is a doctrinaire who really has a theory, a set, what fits, and he creates surrealism, which is the absolutely exact contrary of a movement which has a leader who says what is acceptable and or not.
Is it a problem to maybe consider this in the context of Baal's experience as a producer, a theatrical producer, and his interest in, for instance, the project he was working with Kandinsky on in Munich before the war started, yes. This kind of total theater thing, that the spirit he brought to it was of creating an experience within a room.
Yes, and the Gesamtkunstwerk, of course, if you go back there, this is certainly one thing that Baal had in mind. But also what we have to see is just the political and the social situation at this time in the city. They were completely isolated. They were isolated from their countries. These countries were at war. It was hard to communicate, to have contact. They were in a hostile environment because Dada did not spring out of a Zurich tradition. These people were regarded very carefully and with suspicion by the Swiss citizens. So this created, of course, a solidarity and certainly the opposition against the war, I think, was the fundamental thing that united them and which was the root of the consensus that they had to bring. And I think at an early point, soon as this consensus was given, as I said, what one stylistically did not really much matter.
Just a sort of quick practical question about how they obtained the work that was, for instance, in the Gallery Dada after the Cabaret Voltaire closed. Does one know whether they mostly had to rely on local sources? Or
yes,
were they
art dealers. Art dealers and a few collectors, but basically basically local art dealers.
Can I just ask if you could talk very briefly about the Dada Dossiers show that you had a slide up?
Yes.
In relation to the points you're making about Dada's relation of emotion and style.
Yeah, the Dada Dossier show, it's also a funny thing about the photos, because you have seen the photographer, he photographed the things on the wall, which were basically decoration. They're important. The core of the show was inside the vitrines. And it was more than 300 documents pertaining to André Breton and his history, prehistory of his involvement with Dada. And so maybe this also shows that people look for a movement to recognize it on the walls, in a style, in a display. But in that case, this was completely secondary. This was an exhibition you had to read. And it disappointed many people who expected a very funny, wild, Dadaist thing, because it was very dry and sober and needed patience. It did not look Dada.
Yes, I only want to add that Zara had said that one has to make out of Dada a movement of grand style. So we have to analyze this.
Yeah, that's why I was saying.
What is meant of style, you know? Because there are many styles, constructivism, etc., isms, but Dada wanted to be the style and not one of many styles.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But I think also Baal, not being an artist, for him it was easier to detach himself from the very notion of style. Whereas in the event, then all the artists, of course, they thought their style was the Dada style. And as in many other movements, the fights that ensued were basically fights about that, who is the true and real Dadaist, as it was later especially the case then in Paris, where it gets dramatic with the fights between Zara Breton, Picabia, one against the other in various alliances. Please. Oh, this goes a bit beyond what I can answer reasonably in such an unprepared way. I apologize. Maybe somebody here, who's now Hanne Birgius, maybe knows more about Fluxus and
the question was to compare Dada performance with Fluxus performance. Thank you.